Scalpings Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklybro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two bros, no garden hose.
A.k.a. one salmon couchy, two fans of Fauci still supporting you, bro.
That's right, man.
I got another a.k.a. one right here from James Scragman. All the Scraggers calling out Mike Hogg's annoying vlogs, brain fogs, and demagogues, a.k.a. Sklybro. Thanks.
And wild hogs. Hey,
James Scragman.
Thanks, Scraggers.
So, guys, we are nearing the sort of end of this. We're the second half of June. We've had a long time since we've recorded one of these.
Yes, we went away in advance.
And some new things on the horizon. We're going to just sort of tease it right now, but we feel this whole thing of the pandemic itself kind of coming to a close, and we'll kind of talk about that like maybe the end of this week,
right?
As our what's plan coming moving next. Forward. But right now we've got stories, and we got one right now. I want to get into it. And if you're not clutching your pillow right
if
now,
if you're
get onto it.
Well, all right. Look, if you're most well known for clutching a pillow, and you're not 7 years old,
then you got problems.
You got mental issues.
You got mental issues. Yeah.
I don't care how rich that pillow has made you.
I don't care how comfortable the pillow is.
If people's first thought of you is a grown man clutching the light, like clearing the life out of a pillow, not holding onto a pillow, like strangling,
squeezing the life out of pillows, like a serial killer when he's a child squeezed the life out of a cat,
then you are not a man to be trusted. You are a crazy guy at the bus station shouting about aliens and maybe communism in your pajamas, no shoes, shampoo in your hair.
Half your head with shampoo. The other half, dirty as hell.
You're someone to be mocked.
And that's it. That's as simple as we can say it.
You know, first of all, you don't get to be consulting the president of the United States, the leader of the free world.
The former president.
On how, well, at the time, the president.
He was, that's right.
You're not allowed to be a consultant on the pandemic.
That'd be like JFK at the Bay of Pigs, not listening to his advisor saying,
although the Bay of Pigs was a mistake.
That was a huge mistake. But so, like JFK
at any other time,
just saying, hang on a second, guys, I can't listen to you right now. The Cuban Missile Crisis.
I have a meeting with Crazy Eddie.
Yeah. You know,
his prices may be insane, but he is very, very plausible.
Don't care. Sell stereos.
And yes, his prices are insane.
They are insane.
But we need a more qualified person to address global issues
like the denuclearization of Russia in Cuba.
Hey, here's what you get to do if you're a crazy pillow guy. You get to try and defend yourself against a $1 billion defamation suit filed against you by the company that you tried to defame.
Right, that makes voting machines.
But that's fine. That's what you get to do if you're the crazy pillow clutching guy.
Mm-hmm.
You get to do that. Here's something else, by the way, that you don't get to do. You don't get to show up at the Republican Governors Association convention and participate.
I mean, you can show up, but you're going to get bounced at the door.
Yeah, you don't get to participate.
You can get thrown out on your little pillow, bitch.
And by the way, the Republican Governors Association, if they're the ones who are kicking you out,
and you're an old rich white man,
you damaged goods, bro.
That's right. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
The Republican Governors Association last Tuesday, or this is now probably
two Tuesdays ago,
threw out Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, and at a top Trump rally. And he is a top Trump ally. He's a top Trump ally. After he showed up to its spring conference in Tennessee, he ended up telling Politico in an interview. Okay. So Lindell said he had flown down to Nashville.
Does he have his own?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's got PJ. On Monday to attend the 3-day meeting starting on Tuesday, but that only after a few minutes, he'd collected his credentials.
Sure. He had a credential
at the JW Marriott Hotel. That's right. An event coordinator in the lobby told him he was not allowed at any of the official RGA events.
So I love that he thinks he's got all this access because he's up Trump's ass. But then when you get into the actual party, which doesn't really exist anymore, he's like, I can't even get into the Marriott.
They don't know what they want to be anymore. So the RGA official who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they don't want to be,
because he's going to get killed.
Murdered. Said on Tuesday that Lindell tried to join transportation for members only for a dinner at the Tennessee governor's mansion and was denied.
Why would that person stay anonymous? For real, Jay.
I guess you want to distance yourself from, I guess, caring about this too. I don't know why.
I think it is 100% about safety, but that's just me.
Person added, these events are for RGA members, and Mike Lindell is not currently an RGA member.
Well, to him, he is.
So wait, he's never been a Republican governor? That's so weird.
But he's definitely the mayor of Crazy Town.
Shouldn't that qualify for something?
First of all, he lost the election, but blamed the voting machines, and now he's mayor. Because in Crazy Town, that's where that works.
That's how you win. And by the way, I'm sure he took getting denied access to the dinner
with grace and dignity?
Yes.
Sure.
Mike Lindell, this is what happens. Mike Lindell, you are what happens when someone gives your grandpa cocaine.
For the first time.
And he's like, just figuring it out.
Just let him try and roll through this, guys.
So he rose to political fame in the last year as he became a top ally to then President Donald Trump, even speaking at a White House event in the early weeks of the pandemic. That tells you all you need to know about Trump, okay?
That he's letting a coked out pillow guy,
a pillow salesman,
into the White House.
Speak at the White House.
It's Lindell or the slap chop guy.
What happened to the slap chop guy?
I don't know. Slap chop guy.
Did he hit somebody?
I'm sure he slapped a woman.
And he chopped her.
Yep. Too. There you go.
Trump called him a friend in the Rose Garden that
good.
Day.
You can go down with him.
And then, of course, after the 2020 election, Lindell became one of the prominent people touting Trump.
He is the guy that
falsehoods.
Trump is listening to right now.
Yeah. He has
his ear.
He hosted a feature length documentary on the One America News Network. Is that a news network?
It's not.
About the subject. It's already crazy, okay, to me that he was a friend of the president.
An adult friend for this baby.
This isn't like, okay, he was childhood friend with Trump,
and then he went on to do this, and it's like, you gotta, because he's a childhood
friend. You can't really get rid of him because you've known him for 70
That's
years.
Right. This is an adult friend he just met.
An adult friend who brings his pillow in public out and clutches it.
Right. He's like a more fucked up Linus.
Yes. He's fucked up Linus. Also, the concept of having to let the world know that it's your pillow to
my
me.
My pillow.
It's my pillow.
My pillow.
That's such an immature expression. And to me, that fits Trump's personality 100%.
Hey, man, can I use that
right now? No, it is my pillow.
All right, Jesus.
It is mine.
My pillow.
My pillow. It's such a petty,
babyish thing to say.
But isn't it the most Trumpian thing ever? You understand now why they connect with each other.
My presidency. My pillow.
Lindell went to the White House a number of times during last year of Trump's presidency, including a few days before the inauguration of President Joe Biden. On one occasion, he was photographed, remember this? Carrying a document talking about martial law.
Yeah, that's who I want triggering martial law.
Yeah, maybe Ron Popeil can activate the National Guard.
Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense.
Seriously.
You idiots. You
There's
idiots
no way you should be the
that
one
you're
who's in charge
that
of.
Close to power is beyond my comprehension.
Lindell on Tuesday shared a screenshot of a calendar event titled RGA Nashville Meeting.
He's coming.
With the attachment Nashville Agenda PDF.
Oh, he's got an agenda, Jay, in PDF form.
And he said that he'd been invited to the event in the last month. Maybe don't post the PDF until you know you're in the door.
Exactly.
How about that?
Hey, can I take a look at that PDF?
Nope.
It's mine.
My pillow.
My PDF.
He also shared, my PDF would be a great company.
My PDF.
He shared the schedule of RGA events for Tuesday and Wednesday that had the word confidential at the bottom.
Good. You want this guy with sensitive information.
That should go over well with the Republican governors.
By the way, I bet this guy has more security clearance than like some of the best like career.
And Colin Powell.
That's
I
right.
bet he had more security clearance with the last presidency than Colin effing Powell.
That's right.
By the way, I will say, Why does their agenda need to be confidential?
In
crazy Mike Lindell's defense, why does their two-day agenda at the Republican governor's
because they're going to talk about how they're going to steal the next election.
Okay. They want to have like an idea share about voter suppression and
sure.
they don't want other people to know
yeah,
about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You don't want that information leaking out.
Lindell also shared his, quote, executive roundtable, unquote, badge to the conference. The dinner Tuesday night was titled Executive Roundtable Reception and Dinner. I don't know. Maybe if you left the pillow at home.
You leave the pillow at home, you can go to dinner. Who brings
Instead
a pillow?
Clinging to it.
For dear life. Who brings a pillow to dinner?
Earlier on Tuesday, Lindell had gone on Steve Bannon's radio show.
Oh, thank God.
Was that a morning zoo?
Yeah, it's an evening zoo.
Right? And it's promised to
It's a home zoo is what that is.
It's a home morning zoo.
That's right.
A morning home zoo.
That's what Steve Bannon's radio show is.
He went on Steve Bannon's show and promised to confront Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey.
Yeah.
RGA's chair.
At the thing.
At the about the election allegations and fraud in their states.
Okay, so there we go. So that's what happened. You promised you were going to confront them in a way that you might start a pillow fight.
Dummy went on the radio, pillow in hand.
Yep.
And said, I'm going to knock these MFers around with this pillow.
That's right.
Maybe a pillowcase
Maybe
full of
that's
cocaine.
The reason you got denied entrance, even though you had an agenda and tweeted
Look,
it out.
If you want to go confront people, no one's going to stop you.
Yeah.
But don't go on the radio and say that's what you're going to do. Don't let that become a viral sensation as you head in the front door. They're not going to let you in.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you the rest of what happened to Mike Lindell, the craziest, dumbest infomercial person you've ever met. That there are a lot of people out there.
Yes.
This is the dumbest. We'll be right back.
Are you guys like me? And have you been caught in a meal rut where you're making the same three meals over and over again because you've been doing it forever because of the pandemic? Well, we've got a solution. HelloFresh. Love these guys. They cut out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I'm not a cook and I enjoyed it. And get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. You can enjoy a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals of the day, plus a snack and special treat in between within the HelloFresh market. Their ingredients are sourced directly from growers and delivered from the farm to your front door in under a week. Contact-free, of course. Look, like I said, I tried it. I've been doing it. My wife is going through some health stuff, and so I am in charge of making the meals. We both have made them in the past, but now it is my job. I made my kids a chicken dinner with potatoes that they still ask for. It was easy. I did it all in about 35 minutes. It was like a complex meal that was made very easy, and the food was delicious. So if you guys want to jump in on this, I highly recommend it. Go to HelloFresh.com/Sklar12. Use the code Sklar12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/Sklar12. Use the code Sklar12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. They are America's number one meal kit for a reason. These guys are awesome. Support them because they support us. Get out of the food meal rut and make some cool stuff at home with HelloFresh.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Follow us. We are at Sklar Brothers on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. We always put the content up there. All, as we were saying before, we got some exciting stuff that's going to happen starting in July. We're going to let you know about that at the end of this week and into next week. Thank you guys for joining us on this amazing ride. This has been super fun as we do this. Let's jump back in because Mike Lindell is a crazy pillow guy and he got denied access to the
Republican Governors Association meetings and dinners, their conventions. So Lindell, by the way, had attended previous RGA meetings in the winter 2020 meeting, where a few Republican governors encouraged him to run for governor of Minnesota.
They were like, look, a former wrestler won. Why can't a crazy person like you do it?
You got a shot, you dumb psycho. So he attended the event before, all right?
So it's not an issue of whether or not he was allowed to attend because he went before.
This is completely a reaction to what he did and said when he went on Steve Bannon's nighttime morning home zoo show.
I agree.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald brought him to the event, but Lindell was not with McDonald at the hotel on Tuesday.
Yeah, because everyone got to know the guy and was like, we don't want him around.
It's like once you get to know Mike Lindell, the sound of like a beeping truck reversing as you're
you could just, here's the discussions you heard at the RGAs. I'm not taking him.
No.
You take him.
I took him in 2020. I'm done taking him. Trump has also encouraged Lindell to run for, I guess, governor.
For that checks out. Maybe start running for your life,
run away,
pillow ass bitch.
Lindell said in the interview on Tuesday that instead of staying the next few days in Nashville, he was going to go to the airport and leave the city on his private plane.
Wait, can't your plane fly into a different airport? You got to fly to a public airport? Like, if you don't know how to use a private jet, you shouldn't have one. We should get your private jet.
Maybe he's going to his own little airport. It's kind of a weak flex, though, to be like, I'm not allowed to play with my friends.
So I'm going to take my pillow and go home.
I'm taking my pillow and I'm leaving. It's
my
pillow.
This dude was so close to power, you have no clue. And if Trump gets back in, this guy could be his vice president. My pillow guy could be the vice president.
He's definitely holding a cabinet post.
So he definitely is ahead of Jared Kushner in the pecking order of that goddamn family.
Think about it. My pillow guy, like being the Secretary of State.
Oh, God.
Think about it.
The Secretary of the Interior Bedroom, yes. My pillow guy. That's a show, guys. Stay connected, stay protected.
He might be the Secretary of Bedding.
Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
Stay vaccinated. Everybody get your kids vaccinated. And let's get into this summertime. We are out. We'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Avenue. A podcast network.